Okay, picture this. It's early 2026. You're sitting in a boardroom, or maybe, you're just staring at a terrifyingly complex spreadsheet on your laptop at 2 in the morning. You're the CEO of a mid-sized tech firm, maybe a specialized manufacturing outfit. You've got a mandate to expand. You need to build a new hub.
The classic site selection headache.
It is a headache, and usually the checklist is pretty predictable, right? You're looking at corporate tax rates. Texas looks good there. You're looking at energy costs, maybe Nevada. You're checking the price of concrete and steel. But here's the curveball. What if I told you that in 2026, the single biggest line item determining whether your expansion succeeds or fails isn't the corporate tax rate? It isn't even highway access.
It's whether or not your lead engineer can find someone to watch their toddler at 7 a.m.
Exactly. Or, more accurately, whether they could afford it without, bankrupting themselves. Today, we are unpacking a stack of reports that suggest the killer app for economic growth right now is, well, it's daycare.
It sounds a little absurd when you put it that way. Daycare as economic warfare, but the data coming out of New Mexico and specifically Sandoval County suggests that is exactly what's happening.
We're calling this deep dive the Sandoval Advantage. We're going to get into how New Mexico's big shift to universal childcare UCC has morphed from, like, a social safety net into a hard-nosed competitive economic weapon. And we are going to look specifically at why this is hitting so hard in Sandoval County right now in early 2026.
The mission here is really to strip away the feel-good aspect. I mean, we all know childcare is nice for families. We're not here to talk about the morality of it. We're here to look at the dollars and cents. The sources we have in front of us argue this policy is effectively a massive state-sponsored subsidy for private business. It's a way to solve the talent retention crisis that is absolutely bleeding companies dry in other states.
I have to be honest, when I first saw the headline, Universal Childcare as Economic Strategy, I was skeptical. It sounds like a spin doctor trying to justify a budget increase. But then you start looking at the math in these excerpts, and it stops looking like charity and starts looking like infrastructure.
That is the key shift in perspective. For the last 50 years, infrastructure meant concrete. It meant bridges, power grids, fiber optic cables. But the argument these economists are making is that in an economy driven by human capital, a reliable workforce is the infrastructure. And you just cannot have a reliable workforce if that workforce is stuck at home because the math of working doesn't add up.
So let's look at the mechanism. This didn't happen overnight, but there was a specific tipping point. The sources point to November 1st, 2025. What actually changed on that date?
That was the day the means testing died. New Mexico became the first state to officially offer no-cost universal childcare to all residents, regardless of income.
Regardless of income.
And I really want to stress that last part, regardless of income.
Yeah, that's the part that usually gets cut. Usually, these government programs have a cap. You make decent money, you get nothing.
Precisely. And that cap creates what economists call the childcare cliff.
Explain that, because cliff sounds dramatic.
Yeah.
Is it really a cliff, or is it more like a sliding scale where you just pay a little more?
No, in this specific policy context, cliff is the mathematical reality. Before this change, if you earned $1 over the limit, say you got a small cost of living raise, you could instantly lose your eligibility for thousands of dollars in subsidies.
So you get a $1,000 raise at work, but you lose a $15,000 subsidy at home.
Which means your effective marginal tax rate on that raise is what, over 1,000%? You are literally paying to go to work. That is a trap. It forces people, usually the secondary earner in a household, to make a rational economic choice, which is, I should quit my job.
Because it's cheaper to stay home than to work.
It was. But as of November 2025, that cliff has been bulldozed. The income cap is gone. And the data shows the reaction was instantaneous. Since the universal launch, there have been over 10,000 new enrollments statewide,
10,000 kids.
which means 10,000 parents, and statistically, that's mostly women, who effectively just got the green light to re-enter the workforce or maybe ramp up from part-time to full-time.
The source calls this the latent workforce. I like that term. It implies the talent was always there, just dormant.
It was sidelined by friction. I mean, if childcare costs, say, $18,000 a year and you take home $35,000 after taxes, you're working 40 hours a week for a net profit of $17,000. For a lot of families, the stress just wasn't worth the margin. Now you remove that $18,000 cost, suddenly the math changes completely.
Okay, so that's the household math. But I want to switch back to our CEO persona. I'm the employer. I'm not paying for their childcare directly. Why do I care? The source mentioned something called an indirect raise. Walk me through this, because it seems like the crux of the competitive advantage.
This is where it gets fascinating for the business crowd. So the source notes that families are saving an average of $12,000 per child annually under this policy.
12 grand net. That's after tax money.
Correct. So now you're that CEO. You're trying to recruit a senior engineer to your new facility in Sandoval County. Let's say they have two kids under five. In a competitor market, say Austin or Phoenix, that engineer has to budget roughly $24,000 to $30,000 a year for childcare.
Which comes straight out of their salary.
Right. So to make your job offer competitive in Austin, you have to pay them enough to cover that $30,000 burn rate plus their living expenses. But in Sandoval County, that line item is zero.
So a salary of what, $100,000 in Rio Rancho?
Spending power-wise, it feels like $130,000, maybe $140,000 in those other markets. And you have to remember the tax implication. To have $24,000 in cash to pay a daycare, you actually have to earn something like $32,000, maybe $35,000 gross, depending on your tax bracket.
Oh. That's a great point. I hadn't even thought about the gross up.
So when the state covers that cost, the employer is effectively getting a recruiting tool worth $35,000 a year per employee. That doesn't come out of the payroll budget.
That is, well, that's an arbitrage opportunity.
Yeah.
You can offer a lower nominal salary than a Silicon Valley firm, but the employee actually builds wealth faster in New Mexico.
Exactly. It's a geographical arbitrage. You can look a candidate in the eye and say, move here, and you effectively get a five-figure bonus every single year until your youngest kid hits kindergarten.
Mm.
That's a closer. And frankly, competitors in Texas or Arizona, they just can't match that without destroying their own profit margins.
But it's not just about getting them in the door, though. The source spends a lot of time on retention and operational stability. Is this just HR speak for people are happier?
It's deeper than that. I mean, think about the friction of the old system. Your kid's daycare closes because they can't find staff. Or your nanny quits. What happens?
You call in sick. Or you're on Zoom with a screaming toddler in the background.
Yeah. Productivity just tanks. The source highlights that when the system is universal and state-backed, you know, funded like schools or roads, the infrastructure becomes more stable. You see lower turnover and reduced absenteeism because parents have a reliable place for their kids to go. It turns childcare from a personal, chaotic variable into a fixed, reliable constant.
Okay, so the logic holds up, but let's zoom in on the map. The episode is titled The Sandoval Advantage. Why are we focusing on this specific county? Why isn't this story about, say, Albuquerque or Las Cruces?
This comes down to demographics and the missing middle.
Okay.
Sandoval County has a very specific economic profile. The median household income is around $84,000. That's nearly 23% higher than the state average.
So it's a wealthier county.
It's a professional county. Rio Rancho, Bernalillo, this is where the engineers, the tech managers, the specialized technicians live. These are exactly the people who historically were totally screwed by the childcare cliff.
Ah, I see. So the lower income families in other counties, they might have already qualified for the old subsidies.
Exactly. If you were low income, you likely already had support.
Right.
But the engineer making $90,000, they got nothing. They were paying full freight. So when the state removed the income caps, the demographic that benefited the most, the group that suddenly got thousands of dollars back in their pockets, was the Sandoval County professional class.
Missing middle.
Yes. The policy accidentally, or maybe, you know, intentionally, targeted the exact talent pool that drives the high-tech economy. And that dovetails perfectly with the industrial boom the county is trying to engineer.
Let's talk about that boom. The sources mentioned Project Ranger and Castilian. This isn't just a few office parks, is it?
No, this is heavy-hitting advanced manufacturing. Project Ranger, which involves Castilian, is a 1,000-acre manufacturing campus.
1,000 acres? That's massive.
It's a city within a city. And you have to understand the operational reality of a place like that. We aren't talking about writing code on a laptop from 9 to 5. We are talking about precision manufacturing. We are talking about shifts.
Right, the lights don't just turn off at 5 or 8 p.m.
If you want to run a factory efficiently, you run it 24/7. You have a 6 a.m. shift. You have a swing shift. You have weekends. Now, imagine you're a specialized welder or a floor supervisor. You need to be at the plant at 5:45 in the morning. Where is your kid?
Most daycares don't open until 7 or 7:30.
Exactly. The standard private market fails shift workers completely. But because this new system is treating care as infrastructure, the state is incentivizing centers to align with these industrial needs.
So the policy is actually enabling the shift work that the factory requires.
It's the grease in the gears. Without flexible, affordable care, you simply cannot staff a 24-hour facility with local parents. You'd have to bring in transient workers, people who fly in for 2 minutes, work 12-hour shifts, and then fly home.
Which happens in the oil fields, but that doesn't really build a community.
And it bleeds money out of the local economy. The source is very clear on this. Sandoval wants these high-wage positions filled by local residents. They want that paycheck to be spent at the local grocery store, not sent back to Houston. Universal childcare is the anchor that allows a local family to take that job.
It effectively localizes the workforce, Brett.
I have to play the skeptic here. We're talking about massive growth, thousands of kids, free tuition. Is this a sugar high? Can the state actually pay for this?
That is the multi-million-dollar question, right? Sustainability. Because if I'm a business investing in a 1,000-acre plant, I need to know this isn't going to evaporate in 2 years when the political winds change.
Right. If I build my entire hiring strategy around this indirect raise and then the state cancels the program, my employees are going to demand a real raise to cover the difference.
The source addresses this through the lens of the state budget. The 2026 budget included a $160 million recurring investment.
Recurring is the key word there. It is. It's not a one-time grant from a surplus. It's built into the baseline operating budget of the state, just like maintaining Interstate 25. They're treating it as a permanent utility. And they have to, because Sandoval is one of the fastest-growing counties in the state. They're projecting over 161,000 residents by 2026.
And unlike Florida or parts of Arizona, this growth isn't being driven by retirees.
No, it's driven by young families. The demand for childcare slots is going to skyrocket. So the state's investment is designed to scale the infrastructure, meaning the centers and the teachers, right alongside the population. It's a supply-side intervention.
There's one more piece to this puzzle that really struck me. The source calls it the cradle-to-career pipeline. It seems like the childcare piece is just the opening move in a much longer game.
It's a vertically integrated strategy for human capital. Think of it like a supply chain manager looking at raw materials. You don't just worry about the finished product, you worry about the source.
So the raw material here is the toddler.
In a purely economic sense, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the parents, the workforce of today, but the state is also looking at the workforce of 2040.
How does that connect?
It connects through the NM Opportunity Scholarship. We haven't touched on this enough, but New Mexico also provides 100% tuition coverage for college and trade schools.
Wait, 100%?
Me too.
For everyone.
For residents, yes. So look at the life cycle of a family that moves to Sandoval County to work at that new bioscience corridor. Their 3-year-old gets free, high-quality early education that stabilizes the home. That child grows up, goes through the K-12 system, and then they can go to UNM or a local trade school for free.
So they graduate with an engineering degree or a welding certification and zero debt.
And where do they go to work? They walk right across the street to the Castilian plant or the tech hub that their parents worked at.
It's a closed loop.
It creates a captive talent pool. You support the parents to stabilize the present, and you educate the kids to secure the future. It creates a sticky population. People don't leave because leaving means giving up free childcare and free college. That is a massively powerful retention mechanism for the entire region.
It's interesting. We usually talk about company towns in a negative way, but this is almost like a company state, where the benefits of living there are so integrated into your financial survival that you stay.
It's the velvet trap. You make it so comfortable, so financially logical to stay, that the brain drain reverses. Instead of graduates fleeing to California or Colorado, they stay because the cost of living factoring in these subsidies is unbeatable.
So let's zoom out. What does this mean for you, the listener? We've unpacked the Sandoval advantage. We have the death of the childcare cliff. We have the $35,000 gross equivalent recruiting bonus. We have the industrial alignment.
It's a case study in what happens when you stop viewing social policy and economic policy as two totally different things.
That's the takeaway for me. I think a lot of business leaders view social programs as a tax strain, something that takes money out of the economy.
But the Sandoval data suggests that when executed this way, it's actually a capital injection. It's removing a bottleneck, the cost of care, that was preventing the economy from running at full capacity.
It allows the machine to run faster.
Exactly.
So before we sign off, I want to circle back to our CEO from the beginning of this deep dive. You're looking at that spreadsheet, you're seeing the Sandoval advantage. But I want to leave you with a question that goes beyond New Mexico.
The contagion effect.
Right. If you are running a company in Dallas or Phoenix, and you start losing your best mid-level engineers to Sandoval County because they can't afford to ignore the math, What do you do?
You can't just raise salaries endlessly to compensate.
Exactly. So, do we reach a point where big business starts lobbying for universal child care? If child care is now essential infrastructure like a road or a power line, can a state like Texas afford to not have it?
That is the provocative thought. If this model in Sandoval works, if Project Ranger fills its shifts and the tech companies stay, then the other states are going to realize they are fighting an economic war with one hand tied behind their back.
It might be the domino that changes the whole national conversation. Not because of morals, but because of the bottom line.
Money talks. And right now in Sandoval County, the money is saying that childcare is good for business.
Something to think about next time you're reviewing your retention numbers. That's it for this deep dive into the Sandoval Advantage. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.